That's what's next in the second ever episode of The Navy Lark from 1959. And it seems that even in its early days, the big guns were gunning for Troutbridge.
Ladies and gentlemen, we present The Navy Lark with our three stars, Dennis Price, John Pertwee, and Leslie Phillips. Problems and headaches come from a variety of sources. The Navy is no exception to this rule, but in their case, the problems and headaches always come from exactly the same source, a detachment on a small island a few miles off Portsmouth.
How long before we sight the island, Coxswain?
About a couple more minutes, sir.
Oh, thank heavens for that.
You may be a damn good commander, sure, but you're a shocking sailor.
That's the trouble. I like the Navy. I just wish they didn't have boats.
Oh, we'll soon sight the island now.
If it's still there.
Yes. If it's still there? Well, it must be there.
Not with the unit that one's got on it, Phoebe.
What do you mean?
With that shower, they'd move the damn thing anywhere. If the price was right.
But you can't move an island.
I'll lay you 6-4, they can.
Ah, nonsense. You've been too soft, Commander Shaw. Discipline is what they need. Well, if I have any trouble with them, I'll spit them up. Get them posted all over the confounded globe.
Oh, I wouldn't do that, old man.
Why not?
Well, last time I tried it, absolutely nothing happened to them. But I got posted myself.
Fascinating. Where to?
3 weeks relief duty commanding a sea fort in the Irish Channel.
I didn't know they were still men.
They're not.
Good grief. But surely you're not suggesting that you, as a commander and a senior officer, could have been posted by that lot on the island?
Oh, I can't prove it. All I know is that the first time I visited them after I got back, they kept winking at me.
Winking?
Well, I felt as if I'd been on Jankers.
Island ahead, sir.
Oh, thank you, Coxswain.
And try and keep the wretched thing steady.
Aye, aye, sir.
Hey, you! Keep off!
What was that? It's the old boy in that rowing boat, sir.
Go away. Get that blistering boat out of it. Alter course, will you? There won't be a fish between here and Java by the time you finish.
Oh, dear. I gather we're disturbing the calm in his territorial waters.
So that's it. Normal course, Coxswain.
Aye, aye, sir.
And try and find a calm bit.
Aye, aye, sir.
At least I start with the element of surprise. They don't know I'm coming.
Well, they haven't shot at us.
Shot at us?
They usually do.
Good grief.
They call it gunnery practice.
I say, that's a bit much.
It's also a bit dangerous. They're damn bad shots.
I see. Well, all things considered, perhaps it's just as well they don't know we're coming.
Hey, Ginger, I'm going to tell you something.
Don't bother, I'm having a kip.
We are being victimized.
Victimized? Why?
This is the second time we've been on guard duty in a month.
Oh, so what?
Someone's cooking the rotor.
You mean as well as us? That's a dead liberty.
Stuck on this jetty in the sun for 8 hours. Persecution, that's what it is.
Here, Tuppy.
What?
Here, what's that droning noise?
Well, how should I know?
Well, lift your great Welsh bonce up and have a look.
You look, it's your turn.
No, it isn't. It's... Blimey! Tuppy! Quick!
What's up?
It's old Saw in the launch from Pompey.
What? Start gunnery practice.
It's too late. They're practically here. Nip back and get the blower up to number one.
It's your turn to do the nipping.
Don't argue. I'll hold them off as long as I can, but get a move on.
Probably something a girl just wouldn't understand.
Oh, quite. Lieutenant Phillips, I'm sure number one wouldn't like to see you sitting in my in tray.
Huh? Oh, I'm sorry. I suppose I ought to be in the one marked pending.
I think I'd better get a new one for you marked to be dealt with later. Oh, mind the ink.
Why, there's plenty of it in... Oh, law. I say, I'm frightfully sorry.
Frankly, so am I.
Oh, well, it's some consolation being in the Wrens, I suppose.
Yes, it is, isn't it? What is?
It doesn't show. If you'd been in khaki, you'd have looked like a sultana pudding.
Thank you very much.
Well, you're the right shape. I mean, you're certainly the right consistency.
You do try, don't you?
Desperately.
Hello? Extension 3-5? Oh, no, but Sub-Lieutenant Phillips is here. Well, hold on. You'll do. It's the jetty guard.
Oh, thanks. Sub-Lieutenant Phillips speaking. What? Oh, lummy. Commence gunnery practice at once. Delay them as long as you can. I'll contact number one.
What's the matter?
Shrimp boats are coming. We're frying tonight. It's Commander Shaw and the Pompey launch. I must warn number one.
He's in his office.
Well, that's a novelty for a start. Now, you better...
Yes?
I don't know, but this is an emergency. If you think of anything, do it. On the other hand, perhaps not. Here we go. Come in. Sir?
Yes, Phillips?
Panic station, sir. Pompey launch. He's just approaching the jetty.
Then you better order gunnery practice.
It won't work this time, sir. They're too close inshore.
They're what? Well, how did they manage to get so close?
With the engine, sir. I mean, we don't know, sir, but they have.
No, then we just have to put up with them this time, I suppose. Pity. Word's gone round.
Has it? Oh, good.
Mr. Phillips, I'm asking you, not telling you.
Oh, well, that makes a change. I presume it has, sir.
As a precaution, you'd better make certain that Chief Petty Officer Pertwee knows.
Aye, aye, sir.
And tell Chief Petty Officer Pertwee, with my compliments, that I don't know what he's doing. I most certainly don't want to know. But whatever it is, he'd better stop it at once and put it back. Whatever it was.
Aye, aye, sir.
Then I think I should be able to relax.
Aye, aye, sir. You will, sir.
I've got a watertight answer for everything, Mr. Phillips.
You have, sir? Oh, good. What is it?
I shall see the authorities realize that any discrepancies are entirely your fault, Mr. Phillips.
Oh, thank you very much, sir. That's terrible. Oh. Oh, no, sir. You couldn't.
Couldn't I, Mr. Phillips?
Yes, you could. This is awful. I'd better warn CPO Pertwee at once. He should be in his stores.
Correction, Mr. Phillips. The Navy's stores.
As you say, sir. But you'll never convince CPO Pertwee of that.
We can but try, Mr. Phillips. We can but try.
Lord, who is it?
Able Seaman Johnson, sir.
Give the password.
Scrounge.
Enter, friend. Well, Johnson, and what does the Navy's latest dead end recruiting want?
Well, I was wondering what those crates were doing outside the clothing store, sir. They looks a bit irregular.
Well, see, when I look, my son, I realize that you're new here, but there are certain strict rules you must observe.
Yes, sir.
Rule one, nothing around here is irregular. If the Navy don't know about it, Pertwee does. You know, is that understood?
Yes, sir. Rule two, sir.
Same as rule one, and keep your perishing mouth shut.
Yes, sir. Sir?
Well?
What are those crates doing outside the clothing store, sir?
Minding their own flaming business!
Yes, sir.
I can see we're going to have a bit of trouble with you, my lad. But if you're so interested in those crates, you may as well get them onto the hand cart and trot off down to the station with them. They're full of uniform.
Oh, they're for another unit, then.
Yeah, well, you could put it like that. It's a film unit. An uncle of mine happens to work in their wardrobe department, and we've come to a little, arrangement, you know.
You can't do that, sir.
Rule three, I can. For the last 6 years, the gear in those crates has supported Jack Hawkins with monotonous regularity.
Good gracious. Oh, I thought the uniforms in his pictures always looked authentic.
Well, now you know why. They are. Yeah. Stores here, we're closed. Try again tomorrow.
But we're not closed, Chief.
We are, if that's who I think it was, mate.
Who, Chief?
Number one. Look, my bet is he's spotted those perishing crates outside the clothing store.
Ooh, that's torn it.
Yeah, he certainly has. He'll want 25% of my profit.
What? Hey, you mean he'd allow you to do it if he gets a cut?
No, certainly not. He's an officer and a gentleman.
Ah.
However, he's also treasurer of the unit's comfort fund. And that's got a very expensive blind eye.
Oh, we don't get it.
You wouldn't, but it's quite simple. Look, If number one knew that I was hiring out those uniforms, he'll calculate my profit on the deal, and as treasurer of the Comfort Fund, he'll suggest a 25% donation to the kitty.
Ah.
Yeah, so remember, my lad, what number one don't see officially, the Comfort Fund declares a divvy over. In which case, Chief Petty Officer Pertwee's going to have the dead needle with you.
Hello? Extension 26. Yeah, who wants him? Oh, Pertwee's...
Pertwee speaking, Mr. Phillips, sir. Right? No, I don't know. Must be a bad line, sir. Hey, what? A launch? There can't be. There wasn't any gunfire. Oh, we'll see. Righto, sir. Righto. Yeah, give us 5 minutes and we'll be in the clear.
Trouble brewing, sir?
Oh, worse than that. It's bloody well fermented. Look, my son, you get the black paint and the stencils quick, and then nip over to those crates outside the clothing store.
Well, what do you want on them? They're already marked.
Yeah, you're telling me they're marked Destination Vanguard Film Corporation Wardrobe, right?
Right.
Right, when I do this, look, blot out Film Corporation,
yeah.
Put HMS in front of Vanguard, and make Wardrobe read Wardroom.
I get it.
Yeah, but if you haven't, I shall, right between the flaming ears. So come on, look lively.
Aye, aye, sir. Look out, number one.
CBO Pertwee.
Not guilty, sir.
Oh. Now, I wonder what I've just missed. What were you up to, Chief?
Nothing, sir. No, nothing at all.
Then you'd better report to the sick bay.
Sick bay, sir? Me?
Yeah, yes, you, sir. Anytime you're inactive, you're ill.
Well, the chief was just explaining how the stores are run, sir.
Really? Now, there's a top-secret lecture I'd love to have heard.
It was an abridged version, sir.
That I can imagine. Chief, it seems we're about to receive an inspection from Commander Shaw. Now, as I was passing, I thought I'd make absolutely certain you knew about it and were, prepared.
Well, I had heard.
Splendid. Well, carry on, then.
Awesome.
There is one thing. Yeah. On my way here, I fell over some crates outside the clothing store.
Crates?
Crates, Chief. You might have them moved before inspection.
Oh, it's all right, sir. I'm just going to repaint them.
Don't it!
quite, Chief. I leave you to deal with the matter. Incidentally, I put you down for 30 tickets for the Unit Comfort Fund's next dance, Chief.
Yes, sir. I was thinking of taking... 30 tickets?
30 doubles, of course.
Yes, all right.
Good show. Carry on. Grand morning, isn't it?
Good morning. Grand morning, isn't it? Grand morning, isn't it? Those tickets are 25 bob each. Poor, I could spit. Here, wait a minute. Here, just a minute. What's today?
Thursday, Chief.
Oh, blimey, it's torn it. Look, I'd forgotten all about Operation Fag End. Oh, I bet Sub-Lieutenant Phillips has as well. Here, give me that blower. The blower, the blower. I've got to have a word of this shell-like, a bit sharpish.
Hello, Extension 35. Sub-Lieutenant Phillips. Who's calling? One moment, please. Excuse me, homewrecker. You're wanted on the phone.
Oh, thanks. Hello. Sub-Lieutenant Homewrecker speaking. Sub-Lieutenant Phillips speaking.
Chief Petty Officer Pertwee, is it?
Yes, as it's you. What's gone wrong?
Slight oversight, sir. I trust the Pompey inspection won't take too long, sir, because, it's Thursday, sir.
Is it? Oh, yes, so it is. Happy Thursday, Pertwee. Now, what about it?
The helicopter is due over from Jersey with your 500 duty-free fags this morning.
Oh, good, yeah. I had to buy 20 in the wardroom last night. Oh, law.
I'll contact a relative of mine at Fleet Air Arm Control and have the chopper returned to base. All diverted.
Oh, good show. Pertwee.
Sir.
Do you always have a relative on these occasions?
Well, we do our best, sir. We're very prolific.
Yes, I noticed. Oh, I'm wanted in number one's office. I expect the launch party has arrived. Keep me posted, will you?
Aye, aye, sir.
Come in.
You buzzed, sir?
Yes, I buzzed. Come in, Phillips. Commander Shaw, you know, and this is Commander Povey who's taking over from him.
This unit is slack, slovenly, and incompetent.
Oh, pleased to meet you, sir.
Apparently, there was a certain amount of difficulty in getting the Pompey launch tied up, Mr. Phillips.
A certain amount. Thanks to that bungling rating of yours on the jetty, my coxswain's exhausted. If he threw that rope once, he threw it 25 times. I thought the fool would never catch it.
Ah, I'm sure Mr. Phillips has a complete explanation, sir. You have, haven't you?
No. it's not always easy, sir, to catching a rope.
Not easy? Good grief, it's only 3 feet at low tide.
Ah, yes. Well, perhaps your rope is only 2 feet long, sir.
Idiot.
A good try, Phillips, but no.
Number one, I want an urgent signal sent to Admiralty. There's a blasted launch full of morons messing about in our waters, fouling up the fishing for a month. It's got to be stopped.
And who is this?
The captain, sir. Lieutenant Commander Staunton.
Well, who the devil are these two?
The morons. The inspection from Portsmouth, sir.
How do you do, sir?
Damn badly.
This is Commander Povey. He's taking over from Commander Shaw at Portsmouth, sir.
Well, he's no fisherman.
Oh, I don't know. He's caught us.
You were saying, Mr. Phillips?
Was I? I shouldn't have been, should I?
No.
Hello? Phillips here. Who? Well, it's just a bit tricky at the moment. Could you ring back later? Hang on, will you?
Who is it, Mr. Phillips?
It's for you, sir.
Well, speak up, man. Who is it?
I've forgotten.
Forgotten?
Mr. Phillips has a very short memory, haven't you, Mr. Phillips?
No, I don't think so. As a matter of fact, I've got a very... Yes, I have. Yes, I... Shocking. I can't even remember who I am sometimes.
Next time, let's hope it's for good.
Oh, more confounded inefficiency. Give me that phone. I'll ask them what they want.
Oh, certainly. No. Oh, please, no, it's red hot.
Can't even take a simple message. Hello. You wish to speak to Lieutenant Commander Staunton? Now, who is it calling? You're the what? I see. I don't think so, but I'll ask him.
Who is it?
It's the Jubilee Fish Cafe. And they want to know if you've had any luck with the skate.
Oh. Well, then, no. I'm afraid not. Just a couple of haddock.
Hard luck, Captain. Hello? No, only a couple of haddock. I understand. The what? Oh, I'm sure he will. Goodbye. They'll do, and would you send them down in the jeep as usual?
Of course. I don't think I feel very well.
If there's any justice, you'll probably drop dead.
Lieutenant Commander Staunton, before I make any comments about this particular incident, I intend to make a full and thorough inspection of the unit. With your permission, of course.
Oh, yes, sir, of course. By all means.
Have two chairs round, number one.
Yes, yeah, certainly, sir. But might I suggest a little refreshment here first? No sense in rushing off as soon as you get here.
No, thanks.
Perhaps you would like a drink, sir.
No, thank you.
A cup of tea, sir.
No, thanks.
Cigarettes.
No, thank you. Anyone would think you were stalling for time.
He is. Oh, my foot. Oh, God.
Sorry, Mr. Phillips. Shall we go, gentlemen?
Fleet Air Arm, Jersey.
Hello, Poppy.
Yes?
It's me again, Chiefy Pertwee. Give me the control tower, quick.
One moment.
Control tower. Squadron leader Pertwee, yeah?
Hello, Nunky. It's me again. Here, about those cigarettes.
What about them?
Well, I've had another idea. Look, if you can't stop that chopper coming here, how about sending up something to shoot it down?
No.
Well, why not? Then you could send out another ASC rescue chopper and pick up the pilot. It'd be a nice bit of practice for you.
Out of the entire family, they always said you were the one who would start raving bonkers, and they were right. You got yourself in this mess. Get yourself out of it.
Well, that's what I'm trying to do, but you're not helping.
That's right, I'm not. Goodbye.
Yeah, traitor.
Ah, Chief, you wanted to see me, I'm afraid.
Yes, sir. Progress report on Operation Fagenza.
Well?
There isn't any. The helicopter has taken off, and frankly, sir, we've had it.
Why? Can't this relative of yours call it up on the RT and get the pilot to return to base?
Well, it could, but it wouldn't half start something.
Well, how?
Well, this particular flight is ever so slightly completely unauthorized.
Oh.
And if Nunky calls up the pilot, their rollicking lordships will tumble to it. There's a chopper of theirs churning up a lot of air it's not entitled to.
Oh, law.
Where are our jolly visitors at present, sir?
I'm not sure. Number one is showing them round.
Oh, I can't help out when he keeps them away from the landing strip for a bit, because that chopper should be here any time now.
Oh, well, not to worry. I told you, I very much doubt if Povey or Shaw will spot the cigarettes anyway.
I've a sneaking suspicion they will, sir. Because apart from your 500, I have another little order on board.
Oh, really? How many?
50,000.
Oh, well, they'll come in handy. How many?
50,000, sir. I have a slight arrangement with the local tobacconist. I'm his wholesaler.
Cor, you know, you're... Just a minute. Did you hear what I hear?
Blimey, it's here! Hey! Take it up a bit! Up a bit! Keep off the grass, can't you?
Well?
No, sir, not very. Do you think I could have an immediate transfer to Foreign Service?
Too late, I'm afraid, Pertwee. Your court-martial's just touching down.
Yeah.
How about signing on for another 21 years, Pertwee?
What for, sir?
Well, I reckon your trial will last about 18 of them.
Will you be my defending officer, sir?
You don't want me, Pertwee. You want Lord Goddard.
Oh.
Don't argue, number one. After everything else I've seen today, I'm not in the least surprised to find a full-scale smuggling going on as well. I want that crate out of that helicopter and onto my launch, and I want it done now. It's evidence.
But Commander Povey is obviously just some silly mistake. I mean, what would we want with 50,000 cigarettes?
I suppose you'll tell me in a minute that there isn't a man on this detachment who smokes.
Well, I don't think we've got one who smokes 50,000 a day.
No.
Mr. Phillips.
Sir?
Do you know anything about these cigarettes? There seem to be over 50,000 of them.
Oh, no, not me, sir, no. I'm trying to give them up.
Oh. Well, if you're worried about your health, I must try and have you posted to somewhere that's bracing.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Like Iceland.
Oh.
Sir? Mr. Phillips, sir, can I see you a minute?
Yes, Goldstein, what do you want?
You're on jetty guard, aren't you?
Yes, sir. Persecution, that's what it is. This is the second time...
And if you're supposed to be on jetty guard, what are you doing here?
Orders from CPO Pertwee, sir. I have to collect 2 fire axes from the stores for the jetty. Would you sign the indent form, sir?
No, thank you. Try Mr. Phillips.
No, not me. The way things are right now, I'm not signing a thing. Ask Commander Povey.
Oh, very well. Here you are. Now get the axes and get back to the jetty at the double.
Oh, CPO Pertwee's very word, sir. Thank you.
And you can tell that other idiot with you I'm sending in a report of his gross inefficiency along with every other irregularity in this unit.
You know, I have a feeling that report is going to be so long it'll make War and Peace look like a telephone message.
You can be sure of one thing, gentlemen. It will keep the Admiralty in courts-martial for a year at least. And now let's get back to your office, number one.
Yes, certainly, sir. Something tells me Chief Pertwee may want an interview with you sometime soon.
Why the devil should he?
I don't really know, but it's high time he thought of something.
It certainly is.
Hello, Joyce. Are our wandering boys back yet?
The vouchers?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. They're all in number one's office. Can't you see the walls vibrating?
Yeah, splendid. I can't pour oil on the troubled waters.
Come in.
I thought you might want to see me, sir.
Very psychic of you, Pertwee.
Yes.
You know I'm always pleased to see you, particularly on these occasions. Commander Povey seems to require some sort of explanation.
He does, sir?
He does, Chief. I'm sure you have one ready.
Oh, yes, of course I have.
Well done.
Chief Petty Officer Pertwee.
Sir!
I should warn you that after what I have witnessed during my inspection of this detachment, I intend to throw the book at this unit, and at you in particular.
With all due respect, sir, my bet is he's read it.
I have, sir. And very dull I found it, no, sir. That is, sir, with the exception of a certain little chapter on forms authorising the use of small craft by naval officers. Sir.
Ah.
Forms authorising the... Just what are you babbling about now?
Yeah, do go on, Chief. It sounds most enterprising.
Yes, sir. Now, quite by chance, and as a pure coincidence, sir, I had occasion to phone a relative of mine, sir.
He was in good health, I trust?
Yes, excellent, sir. Thank you very much. Now, this relative of mine, sir, if you follow me, quite by chance, and as a pure coincidence...
Well, of course.
Oh, thank you, sir. Thank you very much indeed. Well, he happened to be in touch with Oxford and Portsmouth, you see. And they happened to mention, quite by chance, and it's a pure coincidence...
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Yes, very likely, sir. Well, briefly, sir, it seems that Portsmouth don't seem to have any authority for the use of a certain launch that's tied up to our jetty.
Sir. That's a very irregular, Chief.
Yes, sir, yes, that's what I thought.
Why, that's ridiculous. But Commander Shaw will have seen to it, naturally.
I didn't, you know. You're taking over from me, so I presumed you'd seen to the authority.
But I thought that...
Hard luck, sirs. It would appear that their lordships are quietly confident your launch is not here, but on the end of a piece of string at Portsmouth.
Are you beginning to get an idea of what you're up against yet, Povey?
Yes, insolence. Very well, I'll admit a slight irregularity, though, which I'll soon put right when we get back.
As you say, sir, it's no more than a slight irregularity at present.
Ah, provided the boat is returned to base undamaged, sir. Of course. If anything... so I say, if anything happens to it, and you had to go back without it...
Ah, then there might be quite a sort of inquiry, eh, Perfect?
Oh, very likely, sir, very likely.
Yes. And as a witness, I should have to...
Oh, yes, naturally, sir, yes. Oh, it's a shame, but what else could you do?
Really, exactly, and of course my evidence would hardly...
Yeah, quite right, sir, yes. Oh, a tragic end to a promising naval career, sir. Just
go back with it. It's damaged? What are you talking about? That boat's in perfect order.
Oh, I'm sure it is, aren't you, Chief?
Oh, of course, sir. But the jetty guard are on the phone in the outer office, and I understand they want to report a small fire.
A fire?
Yes, aboard your launch.
What?
Yes, I thought I smelled burning.
But I...
Steady, Povey. You're going a funny colour.
That's quite right, sir, but don't worry, sir. Don't worry. The boys will soon deal with it, sir. They've got axes.
Ah, of course. Yes, you remember you signed the authority for them, so it's quite in order for them to be used.
Yes, well, I'll just go and speak to the boys, sir.
Were you about to say...
Well, of all of... I don't know what to say.
How about game, set, and match?
Exactly. I don't think Commander Povey will be making an adverse report this time after all, Chief. That's right, sir, isn't it?
It's sheer blackmail. But very well. But you won't get away with this. I'll get the lot of you if it's the last thing I do.
Thank you, sir. Fire extinguished and no damage done, sir.
That'll be all, Chief.
Oh, sir.
What now?
About a certain ill-timed airmail delivery of cigarettes, sir.
Well,
whilst Commander Povey is here, sir, can I have permission to collect some wood from the naval stores?
Wood? What for?
Well, I thought I'd build a small cigarette kiosk smack bang outside the naffy, sir.
Ah, yes, a very sound scheme, Chief. And as treasurer of the Comfort Fund, I fully approve. You were intending to donate all the profits, of course.
Oh, naturally, sir. You could have your usual 25%. All the profits?
All, Chief. And the Comfort Fund is extremely grateful, Pertwee.
Yeah, I can imagine. Stung me. Sixpence on 10, a bob on 20, and I could have made over 450.
That'll be all, Chief. Dismiss.
That was Dennis Price, John Pertwee, and Leslie Phillips working their passage in The Navy Lark, written by Laurie Wyman. Dennis Price was the number one. John Pertwee was the chief petty officer. Leslie Phillips was the sub-lieutenant. Commander Povey was played by Richard Caldicott. Joyce was Pamela Buck. Commander Shaw was Michael Bates. Able Seaman Johnson was Ronnie Barker. And Squadron Leader Pertwee, Daniel Evans. The recorded production was by Alistair Scott Johnston. Thank you.
That episode of The Navy Lark, the second in the show's run, which ended up spanning three decades, was first aired on the 7th of January, 1959.